It's new issue day at comic book shops across the country, the weekly ritual attended by fans of superheroes and quirky tales, all eagerly awaiting a new issue of a favorite comic. Increasingly, those new titles are being written by authors from outside the comic book universe. Novelists like Jonathan Lethem, rock musicians Belle and Sebastian, even Hollywood writers like Morning Edition's own commentator, John Ridley. In addition to his film work, Ridley writes for Wildstorm Comics. He spoke to three other artists about what lured them to the realm of comic books.
A pop culture icon, a best-selling author, and a rap impresario. The differences among these three are not nearly as unusual as what they have in common. They're all comic book writers. Now, you might think that Joss Whedon, our pop culture icon, novelist Jodi Picou, or rapper Percy Carey would probably have too much on their collective plates to bother with comic books. But for each of them, writing comics or graphic novelizations in the more highbrow nomenclature is not something they take for granted. And for one, writing graphic novels is the fulfillment of a lifelong ambition which had its origins in a 1970s kids show.
My father was the head writer of the Electric Company, and they started doing Spidey stories.
Spidey is Marvel Comics superhero Spider-Man, for the uninitiated, and that is Joss Whedon, the creator of, among other things, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I sat down with Joss at Heidi Ho Comics, the comic book mecca in Santa Monica, California. Joss reminisced about the day his dad came home with some work research.
He brought home a ton of Marvel comics and dropped them in my lap. I was like nine, and I'm like, what's all this? What's all this that will now obsess me for the rest of my life? So, in a weird way, yeah, the Electric Company was my gateway. And Spider-Man was the guy.
For Joss, after Buffy the series finished its run on television, graphic novels was a natural extension of the show, but not one he initially considered on his own. But he got a call from the publishing firm Dark Horse Comics, and they asked if he would consider a new Buffy comic. He agreed.
It kind of fell into my lap. And it was fun because that meant I could throw in everything. Like the show, it started out with the sort of sensationalist idea. The show was, hey, I love these horror movies. Let's adapt them to real life. The comic book was, I love comic books. This is so much fun to have Buffy as a comic book.
For Jodi Picou, it was a story within her novel The Tenth Circle which opened the door to comic book writing. Part of that book was written in the form of a graphic novel. The approach caught the eye of editors at DC Comics, who became interested in hiring Jodi to write several issues of the recently relaunched Wonder Woman series. It was an opportunity Jodi nearly passed on.
So I was up in my office one day, and I got this email from an editor at DC. And I remember looking at it and thinking, that's really nice, but there's just, I don't have any time, I can't do that. You know, and I went downstairs to have dinner with my family, and I was telling my kids that I'd gotten this email. And my three kids just looked at me and said, Mom, you totally have to write Wonder Woman.
What Jodi soon found out was that despite having a very successful career as a novelist, writing in the sequential art form of comics required a whole new skill set.
You've got to really sit down and think hard about what's going on the page and to think very visually, which, you know, I don't usually write illustrated novels. So to be able to map out how I see a particular scene unfolding, I almost had to do it more like I imagine a director would than a novelist. You know, that visualization of how the words were going to play out on the page and where sort of the camera angle would swoop into the scene, that was really foreign to me.
The same is true for Percy Carey, who raps under the stage name M.F. Grimm. Despite his abilities in the studio and on the mic, I shook them off me and remain focused. Learning to write graphic novels was, in a sense, like going back to school.
I knew it in my head the way I wanted things, but the actual language, the difference in the language of being an MC and turning around and writing, you know, turning audio into visual, it was an education.
There was something else Percy had to learn, and that was the value of the story he was telling. While Joss and Jodi were dealing with the fantastic, Percy's graphic novel, Sentences, was an autobiography that dealt with drugs, guns, and bad choices.
I was shot multiple times, and I was also paralyzed. I'm paraplegic, I'm in a wheelchair, and you can go through life looking at it like, you know, why me, why, you know, but like they say, why not me? It was my purpose of still being here, you know, to learn from my wrongs.
The idea that he could tell his story as a graphic novel came from, all places, Harvey Pekar's Oddball American Splendor, a series of comics based on Pekar's life.
Once I came across American Splendor, it convinced me that I wanted to take a chance and step in the medium of graphic novels. I just have a lot of respect for the form.
Jody, too, had serious respect for the medium, but wanted to make a few post-feminist alterations to Wonder Woman.
Predominantly, comics were a genre for teenage boys, and they want to see women with big boobs spilling out of that bustier. And that was how she got invented. I tried very, very hard to cover her up or give her a jacket, but nobody at DC would let me.
Joss Whedon's got a few ideas on why Wonder Woman in a business suit ain't going to work for comic fans.
They care much more about two-dimensional people than they do about three-dimensional. It is a different kind of fandom. There does get a proprietary, almost autistic kind of relationship between people and comic books. Not with everybody, obviously, but you can evoke ire that you never dreamed of in TV.
But don't dismiss graphic novels as fanboy fodder. As an author, Jody Pico sees a direct parallel between graphic novels and other forms of literature.
In all the years that I've been writing, and that's 15 years now, there's only one genre that's really debuted in the New York Times Book Review, and that's the graphic novel. They review those now. And that tells me that someone's taken them really seriously as a form of literature.
Probably that's because of the diversity and passion of writers like Jody Pico, Percy Carey, and Joss Whedon. It's what elevates comic book writing to storytelling.
Commentator John Ridley's latest graphic novel is The American Way. You can read excerpts of the latest Buffy comic and of Percy Carey's graphic novel Sentences at our website. Or post your comments on John Ridley's Visible Man blog at npr.org/visibleman. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.